Aisu lay paraisu. They brought a chair that they should sit down on. L'Rav Chonin barova loy aisu lay. But Rav Chonin barava came in for him, barova, for him they didn't bring him a chair to sit down. Trashi mitos lay shivalayim, loy aisu lay voy shivaloris. They made him sit on the ground. They didn't give him a chair. So Kitzi got a little bit belated. He felt a little bit embarrassed. Rav Chonin barova. Is Ashkechei, so now Chonin barova found that Mastin lay lebrei, that Ravin was teaching his son, the halacha, that the Mishnah says, V'yatsoye shakotin, that if you have shmutz that a cotton made, you should know you're allowed to take a kli on Shabbos and cover it up. See, learn Pshan the Mishnah is mifnei cotton. The reason why you're covering up is because you don't want your kid to play with it. Trash mifnei cotton, shlo yitapeach boi vithlachlich. That's the reason why you want to cover up the shmutz. Kedei that your kid should not play with it, and the kid shouldn't get dirty. That was the only heter. So omalei, Rashi means Rav Chonin, shoyikoyis. Rav Chonin, that was a little bit angry. Or because you didn't give me a chair to sit on, you made me sit on the floor. Or miskaven laknitul Rav Avin. He wanted to get even, get a chap Rav Avin. So he told back to Rav Avin, omalei, Avin, shatya, he like little shoyta. Masni shtusa levnei. How come you're teaching a shtus to your child? How come you're saying such a locham? It's poshid. You're allowed to cover up this soya because the soya is not muksa. It's mukhenes the klovim. The klovim could eat from it, could use it. So Rashi says, mukhenes the klovim. Why do you have to just cover a kli over the shmutz? Yefaneyo misham. Pick it up and throw it out. It's not muksa held. The shmutz, the soya is not muksa. So why do you have to just put a kli on top of it? If it's muksa, it's good. You can't touch it. So the answer is put a kli on top of it to cover it up. But if yod is not muksa, so stop, pick it up and take it out. The chitema, the lechati le miyesmo, I'll tell you no. It wasn't roi miyesmo. It's like noilet. It first came out of the body today. Trash le chosem miyesmo, shayir noilda. It was first came out of the body. The shmutz first came out of the body today. So it wasn't here yesterday. It should be like noilet. It should be like muksa. The morne, vatanya. No horo es hamoshkin. If you have rivers of running water, or mayonis wells, Hanoivim flowing water, Harayin Kiragli Kolodim. The loch is on Shabbos on Yom Tov. You want to pick it up, it can't take it out of the Tchum. Where Tchum is it? We don't say it's the Tchum where it came from the beginning of Shabbos, even though it's flowing now the whole Shabbos. It goes after wherever you are. When you fetch the water now on Shabbos, the Tchum is from where you fetch the water. So what do you see? That even though this water wasn't in front of you from before Shabbos, this water could have been miles and miles away, but since it's a derech for it to travel, that's considered like it's here already. So what then, the shmutz of a body, since it's aiming for a person to go, so when it comes out on Shabbos, it's not called neilud. It's called like it was here from before Shabbos. So drashi in the horas ha-moshchum krag l'kolodim. Mishum demidi denai dehu. It's moving. For leikoni shvisa. It's not kind of its own shvisa. It's not kind of shvisa where it was at the beginning of Yom Tov for Shabbos. V'yafa pisha bo mechusat chum. Even though it's coming from chusat chum. Kolodim alichu l'mokim sherev loy. Leilach mil shamina minoa. To mutar matut l'kol parma tzaraya. It's not muksa. V'yafa gavda miyesma lehevi hani kamon. Even this water wasn't here yesterday. It was a few miles away. It was different town yesterday. Since it's a shtega for the running water to come, daiti alayil. A person's das is like to use it. That's not called muksa. It's not called noilet. Is achinami. Even the yurchu the kotna b'achin daiti alay. L'chitaisa yachlenu klovin. It's a shtega for kids to make. So melon, you know, when it comes out, you're going to use it for your klovin. So therefore, it shouldn't be called muksa. So he asked him, you don't have to say the reason why he could do it. If the kid shouldn't play with it, Adarab is not muksa at all. For the Gemara, so he asked him, V'yelehechi yisnayu, how should have I learned? So that's your Omalei Rav Avin. V'yelehechi yisnayu, how should have I learned? Like, what's on our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say you're allowed to cover up the tzoya with a kli? Mashma, you're not allowed to take it with your hands. Mashma, it's muksa. You can't move the tzoya, the shmutz. It's only an eitzah to take another kli and cover it up. Where is that halacha? Eimo atzoya shotanagolim. It's talking about where tanagolim chickens make. What they make is not roi for kelev teeth. So that blives muksa. So that's muksa. You're not allowed to throw it out with your hands. So the eitzah is take it clean and cover it up. Mifnei then smut mifnei cotton. That's good. Shrashi tzoya shotanagolim. Tulechazi leklovim. Vishar cotton nektoni maspisin shematateach bo cotton. It means that maybe the kid will play with it. You don't want the kid to get dirty with it. That's why you want to cover up the shmutz that tanagol makes. Come of a shul akotin or makoifim. For the Gemara, but tapik le dera gerav grav sharei. Still shver. What are we talking about now? The shmutz that the chicken make. The chura, that shmutz is called grav sharei. that there's a new heter that since it's a misazach, something that's mis in front of you on Shabbos, the rabbanon didn't put the risa luxer on it. You're allowed to pick it up and carry it out of the house. Grav sharei usually means the bowl that you make into. So that's a shmutz, that's a misazach. You're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. Here also it's mutz to take it out on Shabbos. Shrashi tepla the grav shareihu. The mis, it's very mis. Lufneihu, you're allowed to stamp, take it out. So kaim l'masech the beitz on grav sharei, that's the bowl that you make in mutl etziel yashbu, let it empty it out on Shabbos, let it take it out of your house because it's a misa zach, you can carry it out. For the marvichi teima, no grav sharei agav mona in il gufayu lo, it's only mutl to carry out the shmutz in a kli. You like to pick it into a kli and to carry out the kli, but you can't carry out the shmutz itself. See, you don't have a kli to carry up the shmutz, so that's why you want to just cover it up. Kash b'chi teim the grav sharei the mutl agav mona in. Hold the kaim lo mutl loitzio mishum the rami b'mona. I'll tell you, there's somehow with the shmutz is in the bowl already. The graf hainu kli cheres. What is the graf? That's the earthly kli. Ho asui lekach, that's made to make into. V'yagav monahu, since it's in a kli the shmutz now, the shurul tatula, therefore you can carry it out. Avo b'fnei atzmoi, if you have the shmutz on the floor itself, loi, maybe then you know how to pick it up and carry it outside. V'ochal abba monaramya. Here we're talking about the Tanagirlam that made it. Didn't make it into a kli. It's down on the floor. So that's why you can't pick it up. So tomorrow night, for Yahu was a maisa. For you, Akfa, there was a mouse. The Yishtakach b'sramaktiya the Rav. It was found, Rashi b'sumim. In Rav's b'sumim, he found the mouse. The Ravashi. In the Ravashi. The Yomalu, and Ravashi told him, Nukute v'tzusise, pick up this mouse with its hair, v'yafkua, and throw it out. So you see, v'kitza, misa, zach, v'yaladavamish, pick up with your hands, and throw it out. A grav sharei, you have to pick it up with your hands. The Boron didn't make a gzera muks run it. Rashi b'tzusina v'znova, take it by its tail. Almad, balav, mona, nami, metaltule. A misa, zach, like a mouse. You found a mouse in your house, you let it pick up the mouse and throw it outside on Shabbos. So misa zach. However, not b'shus rabim. I mean, in the case you're allowed to carry, but as muksa, there's no way so muksa, so misa zach. And the Gemara, the ashpa. We're talking about here where the shmutz of the tanner goes not in the middle of your house. It's outside the ashpa anyway, in the junkyard. So there anyway, you have no heter to touch it. It's only mutta to move a graf sharei if it's in your house. It's means for you to be in front of you, you're allowed to carry it out. But if it's in a place where you don't go there, so don't go there. So we're talking about here where the tanner, the shmutz of the tanner go was in an ashpa. What do you have to cover it for? You don't want your kids to play there. Havadi, your kids don't play by a junkyard. And the Gemara b'chotzer. No, it's not in the junkyard. We're talking about b'chotzer. That the shmutz is in the chotzer. For the Gemara b'zoi, chotzer nami graf shereihu. The chura the chotzer means a place where you'll sit. You sit in your backyard. So it's a place where you'll sit. Right, it's mis to have it there. So again, you have hetem and chil to pick it up and throw it out. And the Gemara b'ashpa shebechotzer. We're talking about in your own backyard, you have a place where you keep the garbage cans. So a place where you keep the garbage cans, there you're not makvid if it's a little mis there. Because you have all the garbage there anyway. So Mela, to heter to pick it up mamish, you have no heter. Because in that mokum, it's not mis. But I call upon him, your kid plays in the backyard, and you don't want your kid to go near the garbage cans to mamish touch the shmutz. So that's why the Eitz Mishnah says, you have a heter, take the klicheres and cover up the shmutz. That's mutim. But to pick it up, you have no heter, because not in the mokum of mis. It's not mis to you. Rashi Mishana B'yashpa, the Rami Kamayev Legorav Shereyu. Cotton Rashi, my boy, is Tam Ashma, which is Rabin, and Chotzi. Right. The Al Akro Shlotishach, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put the kli on top of a snake, that it shouldn't bite you. Omri Abishur Ben Levi, Kol HaMazike Nehorgim B'Shabbos. There's anything that could be mazik you, like a snake, that could harm you, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. We'll soon see exactly what it means, how you're allowed to kill it when. Rashi, Kol HaMazike Nehorgim. So Rashi is talking about is something that could kill you. So the Chur Diyah Al Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. If you see a poisonous snake coming by, so even though it's not going to bite you, it could bite somebody else. So Poshta Al Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Rashi Nehorgim V'Shabbos, O Kesal Kataitel Tehav Minriz, Afilu Ein Rotson Achrav, even if the snake is not coming after you. O Mishon Nesvir Olei Kereb Shimon, Tim Locha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Medrabonon Hid Yasiri. His davar means even if you kill it now, it's called a mlocha shen tzrich legufa, because you don't need this dead animal. You just want it that it shouldn't be able to kill you. So you're killing it now. That's you're not chayim mishum shchita, because shchita hatatilas nesham is for you want the purpose of using the nevela. You want to use the animal. Here you don't want to use it. So there'll be no issa here midiraisa.
It's only Yosem the Rabbanim that's a Malachas Yisrich Lagufa. The Rabbanim need the Yisrivi. V'yachol ha-gozer. And here, since it's possible that these snakes could kill, hurt somebody, so even though now they're not coming after you, the Rabbanim will mat you to kill them on Shabbos. That's, this is the Havamina.
It's for only for killing,
the Vayah Rashi said the Mazikim Horgim, Rashi says. Hamazikim Horgim, the Mazikim that kill. Right, if they don't kill, you wouldn't have to set them. Right. Mosir Rabbi Yosef, it's Reis Makasha. Shteit, Chamisha Nahorgim B'Shabbos. There are five things you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. Gelu Hein, Zavuv, Shever Eretz Mitzrayim. There's a bee, there's a fly in Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says it was poisonous. You're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Utsiro Hornet, Sheb Ninveh. In Ninveh, those hornets were dangerous. The akru of Sheba Chadvir, and the snake in Chadvir is also dangerous. The nocha Sheberetz Yisrael, the kelev shaita, a wild dog, the chomokim. Any place you have a wild dog, you gotta kill him on Shabbos. The churamani. Who does this mishnah? Who does Brisa go like? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda. If it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, ho'ama malocha shentrich legufa chayiv olei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's an issur d'oraisa to kill or to capture these dogs on Shabbos. So the churah, the havamina is that the dog is not running after you. So it's not a shalom from the kulach nefesh. So the dog is not running after you. What right do you have to kill him on Shabbos? You're doing an issur d'oraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there shouldn't be any heter. Yeah. The Rashi says, "Ve'echi shari b'mlocha gemura." When you're doing an issur d'oraisa, kishein rotzen achrav. In a case where the snakes or the dog is not running after you, the leket pikuach nefesh. There's no shalom from pikuach nefesh. So you have no heter now to kill the dog. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's avat v'tosa. Elolav Reb Shimon. Elomai, this has to go according to Reb Shimon. That holds that mid yirais, it's mutter anyway. Because you're not killing him to use the animal. You're just killing him that it shouldn't harm you. So that's a mlocha shetzrichel gufa. So the deek now, fahani hu the shari. Mashma only these five are mutter because they're very dangerous. Abachrin aloi. Mashma other things you can't kill. But the kasha on his first bright, I'm Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Shuv ben Levi tells the cloud, call ha mazik and ergum shabbos. Mashma anything that could kill, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. And here, and we want to say the God to go according to Reb Shimon. And here, this price also goes according to Reb Shimon. His mashma, only these five things you could kill on Shabbos. But anything else is also? Screw to Stira. And the Gemara, Om Reb Yimiya, Oman Leimalon, Ho Metaretzti. Who says Ashen is price is an emesik of price? Dilma Meshabeshti. Maybe this price is a mistake. It's no kasha. Trashib man lay malon to Rab Yosef who? Matri lay kilakamon. Who said Rab Yosef learned it? Voloi. No. Man lay malon. The Rab Yosef who the master lay kamon. Rab Yosef is the one that learned this brysa. Voloi be the very Rabchi of Rabbi Shia. Miss now, they didn't learn this brysa by Rabchi and Rabbi Shia. Now the cloud is the whole masnis, any brysa. To lay masninon. But they said to the Rabchi and Rabbi Shia. Equal as Suki and Mishabeshtum. Voloi masninamine. Any brysa that wasn't learned with favors by Rabchi and Rabbi Shia, it's a suffix if it's true or not. So maybe it's a mistake. So how do you know to ask this kasha altogether? Maybe this last price is a mistake. That just says only five is a mistake. Om Rabbi Yosef, Ano Masdinin Lo. I learned this, V'yaisvinin Lo, and I asked the kasha. And Rabbi Yosef himself did learn this price. So mainly he has to give a teretz, and then the Chacham, he says, Ano Masdinin Lo. I'll give a teretz to this. That the chur, the kasha is, Yeshua Levi says, anything is mutam, and here it says only these five. The teretz is, V'rotza Achrov V'divri Akil. Is that that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, you're allowed to kill Mazikim on Shabbos? It means only when he's running after you. If the dog or a snake, anything that's dangerous, is running after you on Shabbos, then the body will allowed to kill it. Mashenkin, if they're not running after you, then only these five things that are very dangerous you can kill. But Stama dog you can't kill on Shabbos. Trash and not in love Mathisan Didi. When these wild things, these poisonous things are running after you, then it's a posh to shalom pikuach nefesh. That's when it's mutter. So the more Tony Tona Kaimi the Rava Barafuna. Ha'horig nechoshem dachrovim b'Shabbos. If somebody kills snakes or scorpions on Shabbos, and ruach chasidim loichemenu, the chasidim are not nichu with you. That's not such a good thing to do. Trashi and ruach chasidim loichemenu, daiten she chasidim einem revesimoy. It means the chasidim don't like what you did. Shein hogim b'yaneim al ma'ashosu. They don't like what you did. It's better off not to kill them on Shabbos. Omalei. So he answered back, V'yosen chassidim, punkt verkehrt, those chris chassidim, and ruach chomim leichem mehem, the chom don't like what these chassidim do. Nerves, they hold verkehrt. You are supposed to kill these, and these poisonous snakes on Shabbos. The more pligi, the rafuna, they ding zechon rafuna. The rafuna chazia yeluhu gavra. The rafuna saw a certain person. The kokoto zibura. He killed a hornet on Shabbos. Omalei, the rafuna asked the person, shalimtinu lekulei. Like, did you kill all the hornets in the world? Like, what did you gain? So, Chorus Mashma, you shouldn't have done it. Like, you gained nothing from killing it. So, therefore, also, you shouldn't kill them on Shabbos. Trashi, Omalei Rabu Latona, V'yosin Chasidim Hasayinim Oysoi, Al-Kach, and Ruach HaChom Arevin Imohim, Lios Noicha, Yeshavas Amasher Shiroyim, Namidas Chasidis Halolu, the Shaparov, Taket, it's good to kill them. Because if you see these poisonous things that could kill you, even though they're not running after you right now, they're not angry at you, but it's possible later on they will get angry at you, and it's a shame from the Kuach Nefesh later. Therefore, right now it's smooth to kill them. And Vaiter Rapuna does know from the Seder, he holds not like this, because he holds you shouldn't have killed this hornet. Trasha Shalim Tinu Lakula, Harakis Kulon. Did he kill all the hornets out? Kloimar. Maya honey, what did he gain? For Akati to be, because a lot of them. Alma lav shapar of it. It's not good to do. What the rubber polygad yavu. He dings the his father. So kids, it's a machlokes if you're allowed to kill Stam the Choshmak Rovin in a case where they're not running after you. As the Kurd of Terrace before was that when did Yib Shubal Levi matter them to kill them? Only if they're running after you. But if they're not running after you, Pasha, we hold this Bryson, only these five special things you're allowed to kill. But anything else you're not allowed to kill. Tana Rabbonin. Nizdam Niloy Nechoshim V'yakrovim. If it happened you met up in the street with these snakes or scorpions, is Horgon, if you're Zoycha to kill them, V'yadua Shinizdam Niloy Lehorgon. That the Abish to like put it there so you should kill him. In other words, you weren't a Makam Sakona, you were supposed to kill him. Loy Horgon, Loy Tzu, you don't kill the snake. You should know, B'yadua Shinizdam Niloy, that really the snake was supposed to come and kill you. No, but in Shemayim they made a nice that he didn't kill you. But that's why you didn't kill the snake, because you weren't supposed to kill him, but for Kert, he was supposed to kill you. Omar Ula Vitema Rabba Bar Chona. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Bini Shufan Boy. We're talking about a case where the snake is like starting up with you. Nishufan means like coming after you, teach you. Rashi. Nishufan, but b'kai gab the katoni b'duish in istam nul horgoi. Nishufan came derech hanochish. Oisa came srikid like gives out saliva. Kishuroi yisayin of a koyis. When a snake gets angry and starts giving out saliva, so that's when you're supposed to kill it. Well, you should have killed it. And if you didn't kill him, that's right then he was supposed to kill you. Omer Ababa, Bakanam. Pa machas nofo lecha the Beis HaMedrash. It once happened that a snake came on Shabbos in the Beis HaMedrash. V'yomad Nivosi Echad v'horgoi. Nivosi is Rashi al shem mekayim v'yisol hoye. It was a yid from Nivus. He came and he killed it. Omar Rebbe poga boy ki yoytze boy. It's mistama this person already killed another snake before that. So Shaila was, what did he mean to say that mistama killed another snake already? He boil you poga boy ki yoytze boy the shapar of it. It's good what he did, like you're supposed to kill the snake. Oyloi, he yells, no, it's not. You weren't supposed to kill the snake. And the storm of the mice was, the snake was not coming after them yet. So that's told in the Shalom before, is it good to kill them or not? Rashi, the Shapar Ovid, Okyoitzaboy, the Koma, lovely Gnai, who didn't mean to say it was bad. Elahanokash, Roydef, and Asas, the Kyoitzaboy. So the storm of the snake is running after you, so it's good to kill him. Oyloi, Rashi, Kyoitzaboy, the Koma, Gnai, he meant to say, no, it's no good. What, he just stopped killing snakes? Toshima, the Rababa, Bray, the Rab Chiyabaraba, the Rab Zera, Heve Yasri, they were sitting. Ikloy the very Rabbi Yana, they came to meet up with Rabbi Yana. Nofik Musa Mibinayu, when they were talking, they started to talk and learning, and they cleared this Shaila. Boy Mine, Rabbi Yana, yes, from Rabbi Yana. Ma'al Horog Nechoshim Akrovim B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to kill snakes on Shabbos? And Rabbi was talking to Shaila, where they're not coming after you. So who right now it's not a Shaila from Pekuach Nefesh, are you allowed to kill them or not? Omalahu, Tzirani Horog. I hold you even allowed to kill a hornet on Shabbos. Nochesh V'Akrov Akoshchein. Avada, you're allowed to kill a snake and an akavos, there's no shayla. His yelled avad, you are allowed to kill it. Trashi tzirani hurry, b'shabbos. Lich lois mazikin, in order to get rid of the mazikin. V'yafa pi she'ena mu'edes kelu. Even though the hornet is not so gefelach like the snakes, so matach, I hold you allowed to kill a hornet, avad, you're allowed to kill a snake. The koshchein of Trashi, alma shaper of it. Avada, when he killed the snake on Shabbos, it was mutter, it was a good thing to do. But now if we realize the Gemara, Dilma, So the Mara Dilmal of Meitumai. Maybe that the other head that to kill the snake when it's not coming after you is only Lefi Tumai. That's what we pass on Alocha. Lefi Tumai means it has to look like you're not doing directly to kill the snake. You stand walking. And while you're walking, you step over the snake. That's Mutter. It shouldn't look like you're going directly to step on the snake. No, Lefi Tumai means just while you're normal walking, you come to kill him. Usually, Lefi Tumai means we talk to somebody, and in the middle of a conversation, he tells you something. Agav, that's called Lefi Tumai. You don't realize what you're doing. It's not nicker here like you're going to kill the snake. Trashi Dum Lefi Tumai. Loi Sheyamet Olav Yargenu. Lehedji. You have no head to go and step on the snake directly to kill him, in the case we're not running after you. Elek Yeshu Hoylech Letumai. When you're taking normal steps, when you have a snake in front of you, ain't sorok l'shem v'menu. You're not mechuyev to walk on the side. Elodorcho, you're allowed to step on top of it. Hoylich. V'yemeis b'drichosu yomus. Hoyev loy niskavin. T'dover shein niskavin l'Rabbi Yehuda m'drabornu. This is the Chiddush of Rashi. The Rashi sheet there is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos, if it's a dover shein niskavin, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds it's osur, it's only osur m'drabornu. It's not osur m'draisa. It's because on Shabbos you need melechas machshavis. So if you do something without mitzchavin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, mitzrayis it's mutter. It's only yosim with the rabbanon of Rashi. But the rabbanon in yemazik legozer. Rabbanon were not gozer here. So since it's ain't mitzchavin, you're not mitzchavin to kill it. You start walking. The question is, do you have to take a step on the side, or do you take a normal step? You have to take a normal step and stop and step on the snake. That's the answer. Weiter, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, right? If you have spit on the floor. He shnol dorsi, you're allowed to step on top of it, lefi tumai. Stam walking. But stam to go step directly on the spit to smooth it out, that's osur. Because dilma ashma gumas. Maybe you'll smooth it out and smooth out a hole while you're doing it. But lefi tumai smutta. Shrashi roi dos lefi tumai. Shei miskavala mareach. You're not mechavad to smooth out the spit, lashwi gumas, to smooth out the holes. The alpha gods of Melo Marechu, Kilo Mechavin Shari Mishum Misusa. But here, since it's Ainu Mischavin, not Mischavin, and Mistama Tanab Sikresha, so about Misusa, the Rabbanu gave you a head to hear. You're allowed to do it, Lefitumai. And this is the Yehudi Shita. The Yom Rav Sheshis, Nochesh, if you have a snake in front of you, Dorsal Lefitumai. You're allowed to walk on top of it, Adi, it's not Niki doing Lehedja. And since it's a double Shani Mischavin, it's Mutter. The Yom Rav Katina, Akrov Dorsa Lefetuma. Who are then? You have a scorpion in front of you. You'll have to step on top of him with normal steps. Abba Bar Masa, the heavy Abba Bar Menyumi. Heavy Maskibe, the very Reshkalusa. He owed money to the Reshkalusa. Heavy Maskibe, the very Reshkalusa Zuzi. Has he owed money to the Reshkalusa? Is Yasuha. So the Reshkalusa brought him. Kometzairulen. They started to money him for the money. They gave him a lot of tzair. Pay us up already. Heavy Shadaruka. While he was talking to him, some spit came out of his mouth. Is Omel Reshkalusa, Reshkalusa, where I said right away, I see Monas Chifu Alayu. Take a kli and cover up the spit. As he didn't like the spit in the floor, so he wanted to cover it up. It was on Shabbos. Omel Lahus, they told him, this is Abba Bamasa told the Reshkalusa, Let's Rechusa. You don't have to cover up the spit. The Hochiyam Rabbi Yehuda, right, if you have spit on the floor, Dorsal Faitumai. You're allowed to walk over it while you're taking your normal steps. So that's what we told the Reshkalusa. You want to get rid of this Misa spit in front of you, just have somebody walk over it, normal walking. Omalu, so then the Reshkalusa said, Tumur Rabbanon Hu, you're a Talmud Chochim, Shafku, he let him go, he didn't want him for his money back anymore. Omar Rabba Abba Bakanim, Omar Rabba Chanina, Pemutais Shel Beis Rebbe, he's at a big Leichtis that Rebbe had in his house, Mutla Tatl on the Shabbos. You should know it's not Muksa, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Trashi Menoiris Vloishachu Yisoyim, it was a big nair, leichta, he held it's not muksa. Omalei Abzeiro, but he told him, B'yod Yachasai B'shtei Yedayim. How big were these leichtas? Were they so big you'd have to need two hands to carry it? Or wasn't that big only with one hand? Omalei, K'yoysen Shabbos Avichom. Trashi Diktanis for you. They were small leichtas taka.